Welcome to our afternoon slash evening service with the youth service. I'm very excited, for one, just because the youth, most of the time, they're real shy, and they can talk in Sunday school and all that, but when I say, hey, come up here and talk, they get real quiet. So now is their time to, you know, talk and, you know, whatever they want to talk about, and they'll still be probably quiet. But it's okay. But again, any first-time guests or visitors, we'd like to welcome you. This isn't our normal, but it's amazing to see so many young people at a church. But so as you saw, our four singers up here, some of them competed in the singing competition during our church camp. This is kind of our church camp recap slash, you know, just a youth service just to see the youth talents. But we got three testimonies tonight. Some of the ladies in the youth group, they did the teaching competition. And more or less, they're just going to come up here and give a little testimony of what they taught. Or obviously, they're not preaching, but they're going to be talking about what they got, what they taught and how amazing camp was and what they possibly learned out of it. But first up, we're going to have Emma Erickson.
So this was my third year at church camp this year, and this was my second time competing in the teaching competition. And I'm not really one to like to be up in front of people, but I like to put myself out there sometimes. Last year I did the singing competition with Jake, and we placed third. But this year at church camp, I just feel like a lot more people got moved closer, and I know I got touched personally by God, and to like, yeah, and I just know that as my year is shortened with being in the youth group, I need to grow closer to a lot of people, and I don't know, and like, yeah, but church camp was fun, and that was it, I guess.
Good job, good job. Next up, we got Jalise Thompson.
Okay, so this year was my first year at youth church camp, and a lot of things touched my heart. I did singing and teaching competition. I got second in teaching, and I had a lot of fun doing both of those competitions and contests and all that stuff. And then I also had my girls who played basketball with me, and we got first in that. You know, like, anyways. So, and then we also did knockout. I think it was me and Emma and Kaylin, and we got, I think Blue got first with that too. Our team color was blue, and we got first with that too. And I met a lot of new friends at church camp, and I had a lot of fun praising God and showing my friends how to praise God and praying at the altar with all my friends and just letting all those emotions out of how much more we need to get closer to God, but how much we already love God. And also, I did the Bible quiz, and I did better at that than I thought I would. You know, practicing really helps people, just saying. And also, we did a lot of new activities that I learned, and sword drills and everything else like that, and we were all crazy in the cabin at nighttime. Sorry, Miss Megan and Danielle and Cynthia. And we didn't go to bed until 2 a.m. And then, you know, sorry for your wife. Anyways, and I could see all my friends get closer to God too, which made me very proud. And all of our counselors were amazing to us, and they taught us so much more. And they let us learn more, but they also didn't push us to learn more. And that was actually very beautiful of the way that they taught us all that stuff, because even though I wanted to learn, I could see all my friends who are nervous to know more about him but wanted to, and they didn't push them, but they just went up there and prayed, and they learned more. So that's my testimony.
And then next up is Adeline Schaller.
So church camp was cool, and I got saved at church camp this year. And I did the teaching competition, and it was about faith. And Jalise led me to the Lord. And that's all.
As you can see, just by those three testimonies, and we could go on, I could ask each one of these wonderful people in the youth group to give a testimony, and you know, you could see that they're growing. I always tell the youth, I don't care how big the youth group gets. I just care about their faith and how closer they get to God. And if the youth group gets 50, the youth group gets 100, praise God. But, you know, this is my main focus, is growing them closer and closer. And then when someone new comes in, well, that's the next step, is getting them as closer to God as before they even walked in. But, you know, camp, it's amazing time. This year I was sick for most of the week, but praise God, I had, again, wonderful counselors that stepped in, and I was able to lead and help the kids the best that they could. And, you know, I don't know how, as far as if you never gone to camp or if you have someone that you never told about camp, next year there's always next year. But, you know, start thinking now, because it's going to be here before we know it. You know, think of who you can invite. School's about to start for some this week, and, you know, sometimes for some it's a lot of money. Some people say it's not a lot of money. And, you know, whatever you're in, start thinking now, start putting money back. And, you know, think of who you can invite, grandkids, kids, aunt, or not aunts, but cousins. But think of who you can invite this year for 2025 camp, because, again, it's not just a fun week of, you know, activities, but it's a fun week growing closer and seeing these teens grow closer and, you know, taking a leap of faith. You know, that's what it's about. You know, the number one thing that preacher always told me is, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. Yeah. And so if you're comfortable, even adults that's sitting here tonight, if you're comfortable where you're at, you're not growing. And so you got to take a leap of faith. And if you never led someone to the Lord, well, take that leap tonight and go find someone to share the gospel with. But as we continue our service tonight, if I can have Charlie come up. This young man, he's going to be at Bible study this year, and I'm excited because he's going into seventh grade, and obviously this is Emma and Jake's little brother, not littlest brother, but one of their little brothers. But, you know, he's a good young man. He's growing, and he's going to open up service and prayer. And then after that, he's praying, Jalise, if you want to come up, and then she's going to sing a special for you, all right?
Dear Jesus, I thank you for this day. I pray that you would bless this service, and that you would be with the people that gave testimonies, and that you would send your angels to watch over us and keep us safe. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you.
right, now it's time for the preaching. Yeah. First up, we got Jacob. Jacob Sawyer, come up here, buddy. We had a few guys do the preaching contest, and he was one of them. And I tell you what, as shy and not a whole lot of talkative, he can preach. And so there's an inside joke to that, but I'm excited. And so give it to him, brother.
Hang on, let me see the...
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, so if you have your Bible, open up to Romans 3. All right, and we will be looking in verse 21. It says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested between with witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned, come short to the glory of God. So here it is saying that if you sin, then you'll obviously won't be closer to God. Sin will keep you away from God. And if you sin less, then you'll grow closer if you're saved. And then in John 3:16, it says, wait, hold on, let me turn here real quick. In John 3:16-17, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemneth the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So if you put your full trust and all your belief into him, then and get saved, then you'll grow closer to him. And just like Brandon was saying, if you're comfortable, then you're not spreading. And his biggest commandment is Matthew 28:19, go therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Yep. So you have to have that leap of faith to spread the word, and that's how obviously people get saved, and that's how all of us did. And when you get saved, you're not going to be perfect just like God did. You're going to sin less than what you did before, but you're not going to be perfect. And I'm going to be going to Exodus chapter 20 to read some of these commandments, but I'm not reading all of them. I'm sure most of you know all of them. But in Exodus 20, verse 12, this says, honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So let's say, for an example, we all have disobeyed to our parents, obviously. I can tell you I have multiple times. But let's say it's time to go to bed. Bedtime. You got school tomorrow. Up on your phone. Mm-mm-mm. But that is a sin. And it don't matter what sin you do. If you kill someone or you lie to somebody, it's all the same. It's not all worse than another one. They're all the same. But if you do sin, even if you're saved or not, there is someone that will forgive you. You just have to forgive him. And that doesn't mean you can just sin all the time and get away with it and just expect him to just give you that forgiveness. You have to actually try to. And it's really a blessing for us to have someone that you can put your full trust into, because in today's world, you can put your full trust in somebody, but in today's world, it can be a struggle, really, and it's really a true blessing to have someone that is there for you. And and let me continue in these verses. It said, in 13 it says, thou shalt not kill. 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. And thou shalt not bear false witnesses. False witnesses is lying. We've all done that. It's the same as any other one. It's all the same. It's not going to be any different from all the other ones. And today is mainly just about knowing who he is and what comes before and what comes after. And right after you get saved, it becomes a baptism. And after that, it's going to be hard, but it's really a blessing. It's going to be a big stretch in your life. And without him, none of us would be here. I wouldn't be standing here right now. Just like I was told a few days ago, we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose in something. We may not know what it is, but he put us here for a very great reason, and that's a blessing. Even if it doesn't seem like it's working out, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that he put you here. I'm going to close out in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Touch everyone's hearts that aren't saved so they know you, and everybody else that's preaching or singing, that you'll just touch them, Lord, and bless them, and we get home safely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As they're putting the changing the mics over, the next person we got is Jake Erickson. As you saw, he sings. He plays a little bit of instrument. And now, here in a second, you're going to hear him preach. I never heard him preach before until camp, and I'm not saying I was surprised, but I guess I was surprised as far as how good it was, and not, in a good way, you know. Impressed. That's a better word. Impressed. There we go. I was impressed with him. But Jake, he's a wonderful leader in Bible study. We see many, many visitors he brings to Bible study, Northmont, and it's just a wonderful thing. Just see him actually, I guess not actually, it's another wrong word to use, but see him being a leader as far as he's almost the oldest one in the youth group. So I'm just excited for him and just the leader that he's become, and just the things that the Lord gave him and blessed him with as far as the voice that I obviously can't, unless you guys want me to hear me sing real quick while he's getting this. It ain't good.
I don't know if any of y'all have been in a car with Brandon, but if you hear him sing, God says there's like 7 abominations, something like that. That's got to be the 8th. Lord help us. No. But I love I mean, obviously I have 2 little brothers, Charlie and Leo. I sometimes won't claim both of them, but I always love them. But that's also my little brother in Christ, Jacob, right there. And I'm really proud of him. He's really grown. And I came here. He was probably like this big. He's gotten bigger, but like he's gotten taller too. He's catching up to me, and I'm scared because I'm not. No, like I hang out with Xavier and Grayson, it still looks like I'm 12, and you know, all that stuff. But turning your Bibles to Matthew 6. So, the one thing that I can really be thankful about for the Bible is that it's still relevant to this day.
Yeah.
And before church camp, I really felt God's hand in my life, and I really turned a lot of things around, and I really felt that same thing happen again this current week, because if you see in Matthew 6:25, it says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor let your body oh, my bad. Nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor do they gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? You see, that's kind of the funny thing about us, is that we all think that we know what's happening. Like, sometimes I have to actually, like, think about it, and sometimes I actually laugh about, like, how ignorant I am. Like, I think I know what's happening in the next 5 minutes. Like, yesterday I had this parade and stuff like that I was in. I played the drums and whatnot. And then my mom picks me up. We go to Great Clips to, you know, get Leo a haircut. And his looked nice. Mine didn't. I got, Xavier said in the back of my neck, looks like a W or something like that. Yeah, he's a hater. He's not a real friend. So, yeah, we don't even, I never knew that was going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. And I hear some people like, yeah, this is going to happen in my life. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Yeah, that's funny. I bet you God's laughing right now. But it goes on to say in verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take ye therefore no thought for the morrow shall take therefore the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You see, God knows exactly what's happening. Now, you're not always going to get what you want as soon as God. You're not always going to, maybe I should rephrase that. Hold on, let me. You're not always going to get what you want as soon as you want it, and you might not always get what you want, but you're always going to get what you need. And God knows exactly when you're going to, God knows exactly what you want and what you need and when you need it.
Yep.
And I think I get frustrated with that a lot. You know, I want a car. I want a driver's license. I want a girlfriend. You know. But you don't always get that stuff, you know. And we always got to think about that. And you always got to know that God's not ignorant. We are. And thank God that I don't serve an ignorant God. Because if I did, then I'd be just as bad as the person who doesn't believe in God, and we don't want that. And if you go to Luke 12:33, it says, basically what it's saying is to not value and to not chase after the materialistic and the temporary things of this life. Because if all we focus on was the temporary things in this life, then we would get to heaven, and then we would have absolutely nothing. Although, sometimes I wonder, and I really think about it, if it even matters. Because, you know, Jacob was talking about how to get to heaven, and Jaleese was saying she was having really, like, fun praising God, and I really liked that, because it's fun praising God. And I see some people, and they really don't look happy about praising God. They really don't look happy about singing to God. They really don't look happy about getting to read their Bible. Thank God that we can be freely and read our Bible and praise God in public. We don't know when that's going to be taken away, and that kind of ties into this, because you don't know when we're not. But if you're not going to have fun praising God right now, then you're going to be really bored in heaven. I just thought I should say that. But focus on the things of heaven. Focus on the people that you can take with to heaven, because you can't take that phone in your pocket to heaven. You can't take them shoes on your feet to heaven. You can't take that car that you drive to heaven. And some of y'all need to take it to the car wash, but you can't take it to heaven. But you're a hater. You're not a real friend. I hope you know that. I don't like you. It wasn't really that funny. But yeah, and this week really challenged me. I was actually just talking to Xavier and Austin. I was just making fun of them, but they're actually two of my closest friends, and I love them all to death. But I was saying, I don't know how I'm gonna get up and preach. I mean, this entire week I've struggled with sin, and I've struggled with living my flesh, and I've struggled with being carnal minded. And then they told me, they're like, you know, you can just go to God and get right. You know that, right? And I was like, well, yeah, but like. And then I got tripped up. That's all you got to do. And then I remembered this entire couple weeks, I really got thrown off, and I was chasing the wrong things. I was thinking about the wrong things. And then I come to church, and then I get hit by a train. Like, I have to skip communion and all that stuff. It just wasn't right. But if you're always chasing and seeking God first, then all those things will be added unto you. You're never going to have to chase those things, because everything that you need and everything that God has for you will come to pass. When you think, when you want it to, when you don't want it to, it'll just happen, I guess. I don't really know. Brandon, are you staring off the space there, man? You paying attention? You show up in Mountain Dew? No? All right. But that's all I got. I'll end in a word of prayer, and then, yeah. All right. Dear Jesus, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you for letting us all be able to freely gather here today to worship you and to learn more about you, Lord. I pray that you would be with every single one of us as we go out of this place tonight, Lord, that you would protect us, that you would watch over us, that you would keep us safe. And Lord, I pray that if one person tonight doesn't know you, Lord, that they would come to know you, and that I pray that you would just use me and use everybody else in this room for your glory, for your glory alone. I ask all those things in your Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, now here comes some more preaching. I'm just kidding. But maybe I won't be kidding. But again, I'm really grateful to be, the youth leader, the youth pastor of this wonderful group. I'm excited just for the future for them. As you see, there's many singers, and I got a new singer coming into this next week. I'm excited for Miss Lily. She did a wonderful job this morning. If you missed out this morning, you missed out on wonderful singing. But, you know, people need church. People need God. And so many people miss out on the opportunity just to be able to come to this building and come with one another to hear out of his word the truth, and you don't really see that much anymore. And so, as you guys, this is kind of a challenge, and then I'm just going to let it go and let preacher have it. But as this week, think of somebody that you can invite. Think of something, get out of your comfort zone a little bit and invite somebody. You know, we're sitting there doing some numbers. If everybody handed out 2 tracks a day, for a whole week, that's like 2,400 tracks. You know, that should be a challenge for us as a church, not just for myself, not just for the youth, not just for just the church staff. That should be for everybody. Because imagine if we actually did that and, you know, at the end of the week, oh, we need to get some more tracks. Because us as Christians, I'm just going to be really honest with you, we stink at sharing the gospel. And as you see, as some of you guys, this is your kids over here, and praise God that you have them in church. But the thing is that where's all the other kids at? Where's all the other parents at? And it's where we stink at inviting. And so think of somebody you can invite. Think of, you know, handouts, tracks. Think of somebody you can share the gospel with. And I'll never stop repeat myself as far as that, because that's what matters. Yes. Exactly what Jacob said, the number one command, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to do. So I'll end with that, and preacher, I'll give it all to him. Let's give the youth a round of applause for the singing and stuff.
Man, you guys did a